With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Cattle breed associations or clubs are centered on a single specific breed of cattle. With genetic testing and technology advancing, some thought cattle breed associations might soon become a thing of the past. Tom Brink is with the Red Angus Association of America, and he tells the NCBA associations are evolving too.
I think breed associations today are doing more than they ever have in more areas. Like Dan mentioned, I mean, the foundation of what we do is provide service related to pedigrees and really documented cattle. There's never been a time in the history of the beef industry when commercial producers have really leveraged the value of documentation from a pedigree and from an EPD or genetic prediction standpoint than today. They're really keying in on that. So that part of a breed association is the foundation for all of us here. But we also do many other things, marketing programs. DNA, as you mentioned, has become a very significant part of what we do on a day-to-day basis because it helps make our genetic predictions more accurate. But the education component, which Dan mentioned, is a constant need. And so marketing, promotion, and really helping producers make good selection decisions. So breed associations wear many different hats, and I don't think we're going away anytime soon.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, look us up online at aginfo.net, or you can always like us on Facebook.